Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Papua New Guinea company says a North Slope oil field may be significantly bigger than it first estimated. Oil Search told investors this week that Pitka development could hold 750 million barrels of oil, increasing its original estimate by 50%. The company aims to drill two wells this winter to help confirm the field's size. This is Oil Search's managing director, Peter Botten.
We're acutely aware that we need to walk before we can run in Alaska. And we need to get it right and not drop the ball. But things are really going well there.
Botten adds that Oil Search plans to double its Anchorage staff to 100 employees by the end of the year. Pitka is west of Prudhoe Bay on land owned by the state and Kupik Corporation. Coast Guard Air Station Kodiak just received the first of five newer, more technologically advanced aircraft. The HC-130J replaces the HC-130H that the Coast Guard in Kodiak has been operating since the 1980s. Each Model J costs a total of $85 million. The fixed-wing aircraft assists in dropping survival equipment and enforcing maritime law among its many duties. Lieutenant Commander Hunter Atherton is stationed in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and was one of the pilots to fly the brand new J into Kodiak.
Some people really like the roar of the H model, and this one doesn't quite have that, but it is a lot more efficient overall.
Do you like the roar?
I kind of do, actually. But they're both good. I'll definitely miss flying H's now that I'm flying J's.
Atherton says the Model J may look the same as the old Model H from the outside, but it comes with a few improvements, including a more powerful engine, more automation, and a better navigation system. There are 13 J models, and Kodiak is the only other station where the J is being used. According to the Coast Guard, Kodiak's four other aircraft should arrive by fall of 2019, and the program aims to have 22 nationwide. Three bronze houseposts will be installed at the Walter Sobolev Building on Sunday here in Juneau. Each of the 8-foot-high posts were carved from cedar and then cast in bronze. They weigh close to 1,000 pounds each. Traditionally, the posts would have been the main pillars that held up a clan house, and each is from a tribe that Sea Alaska Heritage Institute represents. The Tlingit post was made by Stephen Jackson, the Haida post by T.J. Young, and the Tsimshian post by David Robert Boxley. Sea Alaska Heritage Chief of Operations Lee Katinger says these posts are part of a bigger plan.
You know, we see that there's a need for more Northwest Coast art in our community. If you go to a community like Santa Fe, where you see all types of indigenous artwork in the whole community, here you see it in some small areas. And so we see this as a contribution to continue to educate the community on Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian culture. So
the post will be erected 1:30 Sunday afternoon at the corner of Front and Seward Streets in front of the Walter Sobolev Building. The raising is open to the public and will be streamed on SHI's Facebook page.